Well, I thought I'd treat you to a little bit of metaphysics. One of the other little blogs that I've started up recently is called MetaMatters, and it's on Tumblr if you want to go and find it. It's MetaMatters with a Z instead of an S, because MetaMatters with an S had already gone. But metaphysics. Just wanted to... I have a very confident heart in what I do, but I have a very vulnerable soul and a very strong head. Now, we always talk about our head ruling our heart. Do you listen to your heart or listen to your head? But that kernel of you, the kernel within both of those that is me, is my soul. And not necessarily in a religious way, but definitely in a spiritual way, I think. And that as human beings, we all have this elusive data that resides within us, that's encoded into us, that is us. And as we interact and participate in the world and learn from our experiences, that accumulation of data, for me, is integrated into my soul, and the lessons I learn from my head and my heart, if they are the good things, they're the things that then get incorporated into my soul, into my way of being. Contrary, if bad things happen to me, eventually those lessons get learnt at my core, which is my soul. But I'm always very conscious when I'm going through a bad time. And this also relates to, I guess, mental health. And mental health as an illness, or a mental health as a trigger to environmental issues, or just the health of your mental state, are all part of this head and heart and soul, and how you come to terms with the conflicts of all of those often are the contributory factors to your mental health conditions. Of course, there's other factors that go into it, but for me, through my struggle with mental health, it tends to be because the vulnerability of my soul is struggling. And how did this all come to be? This has all come to be to talk in this audio blog because of my gym key. The gym I go to, we get given a key that has all of our fitness data, the routines that we can follow, and it also tells me where to go next at the end of the sequence. It also tells me what weights to use, and it's a regimen or regime. And today I got in there and my key was missing. And first of all, I just got, which happens to me all the time when things like this, I'm very happy and very jolly, and then something goes wrong and I very quickly get really, really annoyed, because I just think, there's no need for that. There's no need to lose my key. And especially in terms of experience. Also, do you know what effect that has on people? And I always externalise that about how it affects other people. And I'm always trying to look after other people. But I kind of realised today that also I'm trying to protect me. I'm trying to protect my soul, because my soul wouldn't speak out. My soul would just quietly take it on board, feel a little bit disillusioned. But essentially thinking, well, that's the way it works. And I find that it's my head and my heart that are engaged in the world, that fight my corner. And I think doing this, the gym stuff, and the fact this this data that has realised that, you know, the data that is my soul is kept in my body. And I can't replace that. It's not like having an upgrade of a phone or an upgrade of a, you know, of a memory stick even, or a hard drive. You can't get a new piece of machinery and take the data from your body and put it somewhere else to continue on if one has got out of date. And I think looking after the whole is often really looked over. And I think now that virtual reality is, and 3D reality is becoming much more mainstream, it's very easy to be able to see the world through a mapped on reality. And although it's not the same as just sitting behind a desk or being encapsulated in a pod, transported neurologically into a computer to play a game, which I guess things like Minecraft and Second Life kind of are, it's easy to forget that reality, no matter how much you like or dislike it or disagree with it or are at odds with it, reality is the place in which your physical body exists. The community in which your physical body exists is the community in which can't be programmed, it can't be swapped out, it can't be upgraded. It has to be a collective act. The other thing about virtual and heads and hearts and knowing where your foundation of reality sits, for me especially, was realising in Second Life that although I could fly, which was amazing, and I also liked being able to experiment with structures because there was no physical parameters, the laws of gravity didn't apply, there's no health and safety requirements. So you can experiment with building structures and sculptures that you could never do in real life because it would be too dangerous. So it's awesome stuff. But when I was in the landscape areas and there were flowers and there were trees, I kind of realised that there was no smell to it. I wasn't actually there. The air wasn't on my skin. It wasn't a real experience. And the only place where you're truly in full on mode of your senses is in your physical existence, your sight and your hearing and your taste and your smell and your touch. And those, no matter how technology evolves, no matter how augmented we become, the foundation has got to be the physical self, the physical senses of the self, and the relationship within you about your head and your heart and your soul. I hope that's metaphysical enough for you all. On with the day.